Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Isn't that swell, kids, huh? Isn't that a grand opening?
Rich and creamy smooth.
Oh,
you bet. And it doesn't stick to
time.
The roof of your mouth either.
Big time opening. You may have noticed the difference. We have our announcing staff on the Bob and Ray Show here today, and, well, two of them anyway, Wally Blue and Shep Carruthers, and they, from now on, will sign us on. I think we should thank them all. NBC.
Well, Bob, I think we should... First of all, not thank NBC, because we hire these announcers at our own expense.
Well, I know.
And we have a staff of 10 announcers here.
That's right.
Who will help us in our daily activities at NBC, along with a group of writers, of course, and musicians, people and all.
We've already mentioned our chief announcer, Shep Carruthers, and Wally Blue, the assistant chief, and I think we should give credit to the rest of the men on the staff, although they're not here. Hank Gottlieb. Of course, is one of them.
Well, Herm Fletcher, we don't want to forget Bob.
Chick McCloslin.
And Ernie Flettlinger.
Pete Billingsley.
And, of course, Artie Schirmerhorn, who's our 10th announcer.
The way we work this out, we have arranged a schedule for these announcers on the Bob and Ray staff. We have two of them always here in the studio. The two today are Carruthers and Blue, of course.
That's right. They're always on the air with us. And then we have another group standing by in the ready room. And another down in the drugstore in Booth A.
That's right. Now, one man rotates each week and stands by at the transmitter in case anything goes wrong here at Radio City, in case something like laryngitis comes up, or we have a flooded studio or anything like that.
Or an upset stomach, or if just one of the announcers is just plain petulant.
So thank you, fellas, and good luck to you. I hope you'll be with us for a long time, and I know through your work and your past records at various radio
stations...
This
is Shep Carruthers speaking. Thank you
both.
This is Wally
Bowo saying thank you, Wally Mike.
Thank you very much. Shep Carruthers speaking.
That's enough, fellas. You've got your names in enough for today. We'll look for you on tomorrow's show.
Okay. Shep Carruthers speaking.
And this is Wally Bowo saying so long.
Say, men, this message comes to you now from Bob and Ray, the two little tailors. Fall is here, and pretty soon October will be busting out all over. The question is, will you be busting out all over?
Yes, men, are your coats, pants, and vests giving away at the seams? Do you hear an ominous when you sit down at the piano to amaze your friends?
Are your sleeves falling off? Do you have only one cuff on your pants? Do you have more buttonholes than buttons?
Well, climb down two flights to Bob and Ray's Operation Underground, where you can be fitted to a new fall wardrobe in complete darkness.
It will pay you to visit Bob and Ray, the two little tailors who personally sew every seam with their own hands. Other tailors use needles.
Now, Bob and Ray have built-in features in their suits that other tailors never even dreamed of. For instance, the gourmet give. Are you a gourmet? Do you like to eat a big dinner? Your pants get tight afterwards.
Ooh, yes.
Well, the gourmet give works like this. You eat and eat and eat. And then your pants give and give and give. And another feature that Bob and Ray, the two little tailors, incorporate in each suit at no extra charge is pocket fuzz. Put your hands in your pants pockets right now, man. Feel that pocket fuzz in there. Shreds of match pack covers, bits of Kleenex, scrapings from theater ticket stubs, edges of dollar bills, fragments of bank statements, perhaps. Powdered cigarette tobacco. That's tobacco fuzz. Fuzz it's taken you years to accumulate.
But when you buy a Bob and Ray Dandy Andy suit, each pocket comes already equipped with pocket fuzz. And that's not all. You've bought the usual suit with one pair of pants, and you've even bought a suit with two pair of pants.
But have you ever bought a suit with three pair of pants? Bob and Ray have them exclusively. But not only that, with the usual two-pant suit, one pair of pants hangs in the closet while you wear the other pair.
But with the Bob and Ray three-pant suit, each pair of pants is designed to fit right over the other. Be the first in your community to wear three pair of pants at the same time.
Remember now, cold weather is coming, and with three pair of pants on, old man winter can't touch you, so you can't walk. You'll be warm.
Write for our booklet, It's Better to Be Dressed Than Otherwise.
Address Bob and Ray, two little tailors, Operation Underground, two flights down, and safe climbing stairs, NBC 30 Rockefeller Plaza, New York, County of New York, State of New York.
If you can't remember that, just write the word pants and drop it in the mail.
Howdy, boys.
Hello, Tex.
How are you, Paul and Johnny?
It's good to see you.
Over there at the guitar and Mr. Joe Kahn at the piano.
Yes, that's fine, Tex. How's everything with you today?
Fine, fine and dandy.
I saw some signs of the rodeo here in New York.
Yes,
today.
It's in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It must be getting close, I guess, huh?
Yes, I guess it is.
Boy, I always a couple of weeks before the rodeo gets in the town, I get wind of it.
That's right.
We get ready to take the Smoky Valley boys down there and really take over with our western melodies and sagebrush serenades.
Yes, Tex, I'm wondering if you could take me over to the rodeo this year.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
I've never seen one of them, and I know I'd like to see somebody riding out of chute number four on Spitfire.
On Spitfire, you said it. You've never seen a rodeo, huh?
No, but yeah. I do want to see. I've heard the menfolk talk about rodeos and riding these wild bulls and broncos and things.
They throw them over
there,
too.
Yes, I know. It's rough and tumble all the way.
It certainly is. Yes. But Joe Von Monroe is going to be over there this year, you
Who?
Know. Von Monroe?
Yeah.
I don't mean that.
Oh, you silly
No, he's
boys.
Going to be there for the second half
yes,
of the engagement.
Fine.
And
yes.
I'll see if I can get you tickets. Yeah. I don't know whether I can or
Well, I'd appreciate it. Nothing good, Tex.
I expect...
Just seats.
Me and the Smoky Valley boys, featuring Johnny Smith and Les Paul, will be down there.
Fine, fine.
You haven't lined up Les Paul, have you?
No.
No, I haven't talked to him yet.
Well, thank you anyway, Tex.
I don't think he'll come anyway.
I saw all your announcers down in the drugstore, buddy.
Oh, did you?
And I don't know whether you knew that or not. They're sitting...
Well, there are supposed to be two of them down there.
Well, there were more than two. There
See, according to today's schedule...
And putting elbows in each other's ribs and chuckling about you two.
So, yes, Hank Gottlieb and Herm Fletcher would be down in the drugstore.
Well,
right
in addition to Herm Gottlieb and Hank Gottlieb and Herm Fletcher, I think Chick McCloslin and Ernie Flettlinger were down there too.
Well, that's all right because they're off today.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
They're not working. But right over there, Shep Carruthers and Wally Ballou are here. They
yes, I see them. They're fine.
Well, I think everything's
Very
all right.
Very good announcers.
I think things are fine. What do you say we all sit back and listen to the trio as it
Thank
plays?
You very much, Mary. Shep Carruthers speaking.
And this is Wally Ballou, introducing Paul Talman and the Twio. That's Trio. Was the song dedicated to the girl who sat on the chair with a tack in it.
Don't finish it. That was a beautiful song called Mary Rose, played by Pa Tobin and the trio.
How do you do? This is Shep Carruthers. Bob and Ray, I'd like you to meet a guest that I've lined up for your program today, if I may.
Yes, I think it'd be...
Clement Wadley is his name.
What is it?
Clement Wadley. W-A-D-L-E-I-G-H.
Yes, I'm the gentleman, Bob and Ray.
Well, Clement, first of all, I want to explain that I'd prefer that you talk right straight into the microphone and not go through these contortions at the microphone as though you're ducking from something.
I'm trying to talk into the microphone.
First
actually,
of all, just what is your occupation, sir?
Well, you've seen these golf driving ranges?
Yes, I have.
Seen the little fellow in the Jeep with the screen around it?
Yes,
out
I have.
There on that range? I pick up the golf balls out there on the driving range.
Well, I see, and you're more or less shy now,
kind of,
isn't it?
I mean, it's kind of a second nature to me to duck.
I see. Well, tell us just how long have you been doing this sort of work?
Not too long. A couple of seasons, I guess.
Did you ever get? I guess you have, obviously. What happened to your head there?
Well, your announcer there, Chuck McCuthers.
No. Shep Carruthers.
He's a
chief announcer.
Well, he didn't tell you my nickname is Lumpy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's tell by my head.
Yes, I certainly can.
Huh?
When you have been hit by these golf balls.
Well, it's a funny sensation. I'll tell you, when you're driving out there in the Jeep, of course, you're perfectly protected on both sides.
But
the ends are open.
I see. In other words, if you start
if you face up the fairway, you're gone.
In other words, if you keep going sideways, you're all right.
Yeah.
Once you start going forward or backing up on line with the tee, then
you're
in trouble. Is that
That's right. And the trouble is the Jeeps don't go sideways.
I see. Well, you could drive them sideways.
Well, I try to, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it is an interesting occupation, and that's about all there is to it.
Well, I know that you're a very busy man. You want to get back to the... Or do you?
Oh, I don't care much about it.
Well, why don't you sit over there in the corner as we finish our program? We have a lot of fun arranged for listeners, and we'd certainly like to have you participate, Mr. Wadley.
Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Carruthers, for having me up on the program.
Well, you're speaking to Mr. Goulding now. Shep Carruthers is the announcer who brought you in here.
Isn't this the Shep and Wally show?
No, it is not. This is the Bob and Ray show.
I came to the wrong place. I'll see you later.
Okay, sir. Goodbye.
Friends, you've often heard it said.
Ignorance is bliss.
But how untrue when it comes to Woodlow, the new miracle wonder product.
Because until you've tried Woodlow, you don't know what you've missed.
So get in step. Join the thousands who say,
I'd never be without Woodlow. And I like the way it leaves no unpleasantness after.
You'll call Woodlow.
You'll call Woodlow the 20th century miracle.
And remember, there's no advance in price. Woodlow is still the same economical value as it always was. Stores featuring Woodlow are open tonight until 9. Well, that just about takes care of the entire festival for this afternoon. This is Thursday. The musicians got paid today. That's why everybody's so happy.
In case we forget tomorrow, today's program was produced by Ken McGregor.
That's right. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, which is our payday, and we'll be...
Well, we'll
happy.
Be here. Don't worry about that.
And hope you'll be out there for 15 minutes.
This is Shep Carruthers saying thanks for listening.
This is Wally Ballou saying the same.
And this is Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding saying, right if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.